Iago Vieira. A couple of right-handers. Milner's 2-2 pitch. And he just missed inside with a fastball. That was a quality 2-2 offering from Milner. He didn't get the call, and it's full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 32,000 plus here tonight, and they have been treated to a really good baseball game. And an exciting one at that. 3-2 pitch. Popped him up. Center field, Perkins calling for it. Underneath of it, makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Hobie Milner in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of seven, tied at 5 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Carumba hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A 5-5 ball game as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Milwaukee. Brewers and Yankees, game one of this series. Sal Frelick leads off the bottom of the seventh, and now time is called. A baseball has come onto the field out in shallow left and deep left, and it has been removed and thrown back out of play. Now we're ready to get this one underway in the bottom of the seventh. And the first pitch misses down and away from Marinaccio. And it's 1-0. Trevino stays in the game behind the plate for New York. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike on Sal Frelick. Brewers have the top of their order up here in the seventh. Frelick, Contreras, and then Adames scheduled to hit. The pitch, and Sal takes outside. It's 1-0. Seventh inning stretch was sponsored by the Island Resort and Casino. Visit islandresortgolf.com. 2-1 is high. It's 3-1. Fans of relaxing summer sports, well, it's time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Check that out. For best availability, visit islandresortgolf.com today. Brewers would love that leadoff man aboard here in the seventh. Marinaccio brings home the pitch, and it's hit in the air down the left field line and twisting out of play, foul. And it's full now on Frelick at 3-2. A 1-2-3 inning from Milner in the top of the seventh, and now the Brewers trying to grab the lead here in the bottom of the seventh. 3-2 pitch lined right in the glove of Volpe, the shortstop, for the first out. Frelick put a good swing on it, but hit it right at Volpe. There's one away for Contreras. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A 5-5 ball game, Brewers and Yankees here in the bottom of the seventh, and Aaron Boone goes to the bullpen. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. Dennis Santana coming into this game for New York. We'll tell you more about it when we return on the other side on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt, and just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss. Less is more.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen was made by Aaron Boone. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers when the game is on. Notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular built for us. William Contreras, the batter. Dennis Santana takes over on the mound for the Yankees, making his 10th appearance. First pitch to Contreras is rolled foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. 11 2/3 innings for Santana. 28-year-old who's bounced around between the Dodgers, the Rangers, the Mets, and now the Yankees. 0-1 pitch to Contreras. And dropped a breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's nothing and two on William. A 4.63 ERA for Santana. Takes over for Marinaccio. Here's the 0-2 to Contreras. Down and away with a cut fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. We are tied at five, Brewers and Yankees. Game one of this three-game series. Two of the best teams in baseball, according to records, here in late April. Pitch missed inside, it's 2-2. Yankees came into tonight with a 17-9 record. They split with the A's in their series previous to this one. 2-2. Contreras watches it low, and it's full now. Three balls and two strikes. There is one out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh. Some new baseballs run out to home plate umpire Derek Thomas. Santana out of the stretch. Here's the 3-2 to Contreras. Line down the left field line. It's going to get all the way into the corner. Extra bases for Contreras. On his way to second, he's in there standing up. Takes a hard turn at second and forces the throw to third and then puts the brakes on. William Contreras continues to get the job done. One of the most dangerous hitters in baseball. And he's got himself in scoring position now with one away here in the seventh. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Westbin, the silver lining. That ball was scorched off the bat of Contreras at 108 miles per hour. So here's Willie Adames, who is 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. Santana kicks, delivers the pitch. High drive left field, but it is playable. Back on it is Verdugo. Couple of steps in front of the warning track to make the catch. For the second out. No tag from Contreras. And it'll be up to Hoskins. Boy, Adames had a sinker on the inner half. And just popped that ball up trying to put a home run swing on it. Now we'll have a visit to the mound by Matt Blake, the pitching coach for New York. Trips to the mound brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So Contreras still at second base with two outs now. And Rhys Hoskins, who has had a couple of good swings tonight, had a couple of home runs in that seven-game road trip. And a guy that was brought to the Brewers from Philadelphia as a free agent in the offseason for moments like this one. First pitch to him is down and away. It's 1-0. A veteran that has been in this position so many times before. Santana looks at second. The 1-0. And that caught the outside corner with a slider. It's 1-1. Action again in that Yankees bullpen. Caleb Ferguson, the left-hander. 1-1. Chopped foul up the third baseline. And it's a ball and two strikes on Hoskins. Hoskins on the season hitting .230 with five home runs and 17 driven in. One-two pitch. Took it low. That was the fastball at 95 from Santana. It's 2-2. Blake Perkins is in the on deck circle. The Yankees probably would elect to flip him around if Hoskins can reach. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He went after a slider down and away, and he strikes out. Brewers strand Contreras at second. We're off to the eighth inning, tied at five on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless, less is more.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Five as we go to the top of the eighth inning here at American Family Field. Hobie Milner stays out on the mound for the Crew. He'll face Juan Soto to start things up here in this top of the eighth inning. Brewers do have Elvis Peguero getting loose out of that bullpen. And one would imagine Milner may be out there only for this batter. The lefty Soto, and a ground ball through the right side on the first pitch he sees, it into right field for a base hit. So Soto reaches with his second hit of the night. And Pat Murphy pops up out of the dugout, and that will be it for Milner. He'll go get the right-hander to face Aaron Judge. U.S. Cellular call of the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular built for us. 5-5 ball game. Yankees with a runner on here in the top of the eighth and nobody out. And Elvis Piguero coming into this game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Aaron Judge coming to the plate in a 5-5 ball game, top of the eighth inning. Juan Soto stands at first, and Elvis Piguero takes over on the mound for the Brewers. Judge tonight, 0-for-3. It is his 32nd birthday today for Aaron Judge. He is off to a very slow start in 2024, but that changes nothing. He is a very dangerous hitter at all times. Piguero lifts the leg and brings home the pitch and nearly threw one back to the backstop, and a good backhanded pick by Contreras that saved 90 feet from Soto. One ball and no strikes on Judge. Judge has struck out twice. Flied to right back in the fifth inning. And here's the 1-0 pitch. That missed low. It's two balls and no strikes. Caleb Ferguson still getting loose in the Yankees bullpen. The left-hander. Quiet for the time being in the Brewers' pen, but that could change. 2-0 pitch in there with a strike, and it's 2-1. As I say that, Ryan Hudson starts to get loose. Two balls and one strike on Judge. Piguero brings home the pitch. Ground ball to short. Adames has it. Feeds to Terang for one. On to first in time. Judge hits into a double play. Piguero rolls one up with a sinker. And the bases are cleared here in the top of the eighth. Just what the doctor ordered. 6-4-3 Taylor made. And now here's Anthony Rizzo. Still tied at 5. Two outs, nobody on. Piguero brings home the pitch. And he missed down and in with a slider. It's 1-0. Rizzo tonight is 0-for-3. He has played a lot of games in this ballpark over the course of his career, all those years with the Chicago Cubs. Piguero, the 1-0. Flinched and took a strike with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-1. Piguero trying to get this game to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tied at 5. This has been a good one tonight. The pitch over but low. And it's 2-1 on Rizzo. Tonight's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. The pitch rolled foul at the first baseline. It's 2-2. That's L-I-U-N-A. And feel the power. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Rizzo. Peguero just rolled up the big double play ball, now trying to get this inning over with. The 2-2. Foul back and out of play into the second deck. And it stays at 2-2. Hudson, for the time being, has quit working. It's about Peguero versus Rizzo right now in this ballpark. The 2-2 pitch. Missed outside with a slider. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Contreras with a little encouragement to Peguero. Big pitch coming right here. The 3-2. Swing and a miss! He struck him out. Got a slider in on that back leg of the left-hander Rizzo. And Peguero gets the double play ball and the strikeout, and he's through the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at 5 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
5 ESPN.
Well, it's shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy is a refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Blake Perkins leads off the bottom of the eighth inning for the crew. A 5-5 ball game. Caleb Ferguson takes over on the mound for the Yankees. And the first pitch to Blake is in there for a strike at the very top of the zone. And it's 0-1. Might even have been a touch high, but Perkins finds himself in an 0-1 hole. Ferguson brings home the 0-1 pitch. This is fouled back and off the facing of the press box to the right of us. Nothing in two on Perkins. Perkins, Sanchez, and Terang, the scheduled hitters. You know, Gary is excited in that on deck circle with a lefty out there on the mound. 0-2, chopper, first base, behind the back, played by Rizzo. He will feed Ferguson. Perkins is tagged out right before he got to the bag. Wow. It looked like it was going to be a foot race to the bag, and the speed of Perkins is what you would have bet on, but Ferguson took a good angle, got the feed from Rizzo, and Pat Murphy seeing if they want a challenge. Does not appear they will do so, and that's a good job of not panicking. and getting that tag on Perkins. He might have even been hovering over the bag when the tag was applied, just foot not down yet. And that is what happened. Game of inches. So here's Gary Sanchez with one out, nobody on. First pitch to Gary. Swing and a miss. He was trying to untie this game. He got a cutter down and in, and he was trying to launch that thing out to left center. Nothing and one. The former Yankee. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 on the outside edge, and Sanchez comes up empty. He'll use his timeout. Bryce Terang is in the on deck circle. 5-5 ball game, bottom of the eighth inning, with one away. Here's the 0-2. Sanchez, a chopper on the left side. Big hop for Volpe. Tosses it over to first and takes care of Sanchez for out number two. And there's two away now for Terang. Well, making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years, Pine River is a fixture at summertime get-togethers. I had the maple bacon today for a while. It was great as a snack around the lunch hour. You can look for it at fine stores, where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest. First pitch to Terang is up and in, 1-0. Cedar Crest, of course, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. All three, the trifecta in this booth, that's for sure. One ball and no strikes on Terang, who's had a good night at the plate. Ferguson brings home the pitch, and Terang took a strike with a fastball at 94. It is 1-1. Brian Hudson working again in the Brewers bullpen. 1-1. Terang laid off that pitch down and away. Two balls and a strike. Bryce is 2-for-3 tonight. The one out he made back in the sixth helped produce the run that tied this game. It was a ground ball on the right side that moved the runner over. 2-1 is low. That was a two-seam fastball. And it's a three-ball, one-strike count on Bryce Terang. He's hitting lefties better by the day. 3-1. Down and away, and Terang works the walk. So you get some speed on with two outs in front of Joey Ortiz. Terang with a stolen base already tonight. That was his 13th of the year. That came back in the fourth inning. And the Brewers love to put him in motion. And that would be an option potentially at some point if they like the matchup. First pitch to Ortiz, swing and a miss. And a fastball at the very top of the zone at 94. It's 0-1. First career home run back in the second inning for Joey Ortiz. It was a two-run shot down the left field line. A 1 pitch, and that is a strike with a fastball on the outer half. And Ortiz finds himself behind, nothing and two. Runner at first, two outs. And Ortiz will use his timeout. This has been a back and forth game. Yankees led 2-0. Brewers tied it at 2, then led 4-2. Yankees took a 5-4 lead, and then Brewers tied it back up. 0-2, swing and a miss at a cutter. And Ortiz strikes out, and the inning is over. Ortho ASAP walk, but that's it for the crew in the bottom of the eighth. We head to the ninth, tied at 5 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive. Bob Uecker. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We go to the ninth inning here at American Family Field, tied at five, Brewers and Yankees. Brian Hudson takes over on the mound for the crew. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. And it is Gleyber Torres to lead things off for New York. Tonight, he's nothing for three. And against Brian Hudson, the left-hander all set to work. Opening pitch in the New York ninth. Big swing and a miss on a fastball. And it's 0-1. Verdugo will follow, and then Cabrera. Tied at five. The left-hander's 0-1 delivery, a little bit high, and he missed at the letters. It's even at a ball and a strike. In front of 32,000 plus, tonight got a dandy to open up the homestand. Hudson is ready and deals again, swinging a foul against the wire, and it's ball one and strike two. Came in at 202 tonight. Has dipped a little bit, 196. Easy to get it back up there, though, with a couple of base hits. Just missed the outside corner. Ball two and strike two. That's the one good thing about the early going. Batting averages fluctuate by hundreds. And the pitch. Check swing and a ball down low on a change. It was a good one, but he didn't offer. Ball three and strike two now. Yankees looking for runners. The Brewers on the hit column tonight. 7-5 and a game tied at five. And the pitch. Swinging and a pop fly is going to wind up in the seats. Down the right field side. Still a full count. Hudson's last time out on Wednesday in that series at Pittsburgh. Picked up his second win, an inning and two thirds. Scoreless. Picked up his first big league win in St. Louis on that last road trip. Now the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Struck him out. How about letter high with a fastball, and that takes care of Torres. Alex Verdugo is the batter. He homered to get the Yankees their second run. That was in the second. His third of the year. Left-handed batter against the left-handed offerings. Brian Hudson deals too low off the outside corner. Clay Holmes is up for New York following that orthopedic associate strikeout of Torres, and the pitch off the outside, he missed. Two balls and no strikes. Nine runs batted in now for Verdugo. Hudson wheels and deals. He missed inside. 3-0 now. I don't think he'd be going here 3-0. And the pitch inside. He walked him. So the strikeout followed by a base on balls. Oswaldo Cabrera is coming up now. Cabrera tonight, a base hit and a run scored in that three-run fourth inning for New York. He was aboard when Trent Grisham hit a three-run shot out of here. And the pitch, it's in there knee-high, and it's strike one. Hudson ready again. And here it is. Swing and a pop-up. It's going to get behind the Brewers dugout. About three rows back. Nice grab down there. Two strikes on Cabrera. Again, working from a stretch. And a throw to first. Runners back in plenty of time. All set to go again. Hudson. Here it is. Runner goes. Throw to second base. Going to be in time. They got him. With Bryce Terang covering, you can't make it any better than that. He threw it right on the bag, and Verdugo slid right into it. It was right there. Perfect. Now, Hudson running again. Here it is, in tight. Getting past Contreras. Ball one and strike two now. 2 men are out here in the New York ninth inning. Two-two pitch. Low and inside. Not by much, but he's missing. It is full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Deep in the outfield and about straight away. Here it is. Down low and inside. He walked him. Second walk given up by Hudson. And we've got time called here momentarily. The Brewers infield will talk things over with Contreras and Hudson. Make sure everybody's on the same page here. There are 2 men out, a runner aboard for New York. And Jose Trevino is going to be the batter. Came on and pinch hit. In the seventh, line to right field. Hudson from the stretch. Here he comes. It missed outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera the runner. Hudson checks him out and delivers. Big swing and a miss. He tried to untie it with that swing. 1 ball and 1 strike on the right-handed batting Jose Trevino. Hudson all set to work again. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a bluff throw to first. Back with the head first slide is Cabrera, but no throw from Contreras. One ball and two strikes. Hudson one more time. Here it is. This one hit foul to right. It'll make the third deck down the right field side. Still a ball and two strikes. You have the kind of arm that Contreras has. You might as well take a shot at a runner every once in a while. It works. And the pitch fouled again on a breaking ball down low. He got a piece of it to stay alive. One ball, two strikes. And the catchers that have those good arms and a quick release point, why not? Start wandering around too far off the bag, you can get picked off very easily. Pretty good lead this time by the runner aboard and the throw to first. Yep, that was almost guaranteed. Hudson was going to go over there. Cabrera off the bag by about four steps. One and two with two outs. Game tied at five apiece. Ready to work. Here it is. Jam job ground ball hit to third. And the long throw in the dirt dug out by Reese Hoskins on the other end. Nice play by the Brewers first baseman. Those short hop throws aren't that bad, but they always look good when you make them. Inning over. Bottom half of inning number nine coming up. Five apiece on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan and Road south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Right-hander Clay Holmes is the new pitcher for New York. And the Brewers with a shot here in the bottom half of inning number nine. Jackson Churio was scheduled, but it will be Oliver Dunn as a pinch hitter for the Crew, followed by Frelick and then Contreras. Tied at five if you joined us late, since the Brewers got a run in the sixth. Clay Holmes is ready, and here it is. It is right down the middle. Strike one called. Oliver Dunn with a home run. He's driven in five. Holmes all set to work. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Down low and inside. Two strikes. And set to work again. Here it is. Low and away, a sinking fastball. Ball one and strike two. And time called momentarily. Dunn steps out, now back in there. Holmes set to go the pitch. Got him looking. Ah, that one was right down the middle. One up and one down. Sal Frelick is going to be the batter. Frelick tonight. Bouncer this time. First ball hitting. Easy play for Rizzo. There are two up and two down. And the batter is William Contreras. I don't know if anybody in baseball hotter than this guy. Bam. Had a double back in the seventh. One for four tonight. What a year. 360 off to a great start again. And the pitch up and in. Fastball missing. One ball and no strikes. Clay Holmes coming back in there, a breaking ball and a dandy. Caught the outside corner and it's even. Yankees trying to get to the 10th. Opener of a three-game set. The pitch in there again. He looked. I think Contreras thought that one might have been a little bit high. Borderline. It's one and two. Now the pitch. Hit foul against the wire. Had a good rip. Ball one and strike two. Ready to work. Coming back. Struck him out swinging. And Contreras with a couple of words for the home plate umpire. To no avail. Couple of strikeouts for him. We've got extra innings tonight as Pat Murphy is out there talking things over with the home plate umpire. I think about that call on probably Contreras. Anyway, the 10th is coming up. Tied at 5 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Get ready for another season of Brewers Kids and Seniors Discount Days. Fans ages 14 and under or seniors ages 60 and older get tickets to select weekday afternoon games for half off, courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Check out the schedule at brewers.com/kidsandseniors. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt, and just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss. Less is more.
Well, we have extra innings in the opener of this set against New York. Anyway, the 10th is on, and so is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Jared Koenig is going to work this 10th inning. A couple of lefties scheduled to hit for the Yankees in this 10th. This is his fifth appearance of the year. A 1.35 ERA. He pitched yesterday in Pittsburgh and worked a scoreless inning in the 7th. And Giancarlo Stanton is going to pinch hit for Trent Grisham here to start up the top of the 10th inning. Automatic runner is at second base. That is Trevino. Joey Weimer in the game in left. Frelich moves from left to right. Koenig looks back at second and the first pitch to Stanton. Missed inside. It's 1-0. Stanton hitting 222 on the year with 5 home runs and 12 driven in. A 5-5 ball game here in the 10th. Koenig looks back at second and the delivery. And he missed inside. 2 balls and no strikes on Stanton. Koenig exclusively from the stretch. Looks back at second base. And the 2-0 pitch. In there with a strike and it's 2-1. Fastball right at the knees. And there's one out. Always so important to get that first out, get that lead man out in extra innings. 2-1. And he missed down and in. Two-seam fastball. And a dangerous count now to Giancarlo Stanton. 3 balls and 1 strike. Koenig set at the belt in the pitch. Lined into left field. That is going to get down and get past Weimer all the way to the wall. Trevino around third. He will score. Stanton on his way to second. And he slides in there with an RBI double. And the Yankees take a 6-5 lead. Stanton slide into second. Came up a little bit short. Kind of went into second awkwardly. And he's going to have a pinch runner for him. So Stanton did the job the Yankees were looking for. A pinch hit, RBI double, and Taylor Trammell is going to run for him at second base. So a 6-5 lead for the Yankees, and now here's Volpe. Corners are in for the Brewers infield. Volpe, right-handed hitter. Koenig looks back at second in the pitch. A swing and a miss. And a two-seamer down and away. And it's 0-1. As the visiting team in extra innings, if you get that one run across, that's a good thing, but it's never comfortable. A one pitch. And that missed down and in. 1 ball and 1 strike. Even if you score in the top half of the inning, the home team still has the winning run at the plate to start the bottom half of the inning. 1-1 pitch. Popped him up, fouling out of play. It's 1-2 on Volpe. Michael Tonkin is getting loose in the Yankees bullpen. Remember, the Yankees have already used their closer in Clay Holmes as well. But important for Koenig to get out of this inning with no further damage. 1-2 pitch, and that is a called third strike at the knees. Two-seam fastball and a strikeout looking of Volpe. Ortho ASAP strikeout, and there's one away, and Juan Soto will be the batter. Very well-executed pitch by Koenig. Low inside corner. Trammell still at second base and one out. Soto with a couple of hits tonight, including a home run. And the pitch. Fly ball in his shallow left. Weimer coming in. Camping underneath of it. Drifting into his right. Makes the catch. And that's the second out. And now Jared Koenig will deal with Aaron Judge. So the Yankees with a one-run lead at 6-5. But Koenig with a chance to get the Brewers out of this inning with no further damage, and a great opportunity in front of them in the bottom half of the inning. And the Brewers, it appears, are not going to mess with Aaron Judge. They're going to intentionally walk Judge and put him at first base. And you got the lefty Rizzo, who is in the on-deck circle, scheduled to hit next. So they walk Judge to get to Rizzo, who's a dangerous hitter in his own right, but you get the lefty-lefty matchup. You also get a force out at any of the bags. Third, second, or of course first. Two outs, two on, a 6-5 Yankees lead, top of the 10th inning. Koenig looks back at second base. Here's the pitch. And Rizzo took a strike, a fastball at 92 on the outside edge. And it's 0-1. Trammell at second and Judge at first base. Koenig 0-1. Missed down and in. And it's a ball and a strike on Rizzo. Koenig has been turned to a lot by Pat Murphy when he's been up with the crew this year. His second stint with the big league club. He's pitched well. The 1-1 pitch. Chopped foul at the plate. It kicks out towards third base, but it's a foul ball off the foot of Rizzo. He's going for a walk. That one hurts. Trying to get a little feeling back in it. It's a ball and two strikes now on Rizzo, who is 0-for-4 in this game tonight. And that hit just above his foot, just above his ankle. And that was painful. A lot of bone right there where he just fouled that one off. One ball and two strikes. Koenig looks back at second. And the delivery. Missed down and away. It's 2-2. Rizzo looking out at Koenig. Koenig looking into Contreras' catcher. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back into the net, and Rizzo stays alive. Hitting 233 on the season, three home runs and 11 driven in. He has found a home in New York. Koenig looks in. Crowd trying to encourage him. The 2-2 pitch. Chopper on the right side of the infield. Big, huge hop for Terang. Fields throws to first in time. And Koenig able to get out of the inning with no further damage. Stanton with an RBI double. The Yankees with a 6-5 lead as we go to the bottom of the 10th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top-floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your stay-and-play golf package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip.
purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information.